He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Alliance Stadium. It is Monday, March 30th. The Texans had a big announcement today. Yes, they found out their preseason schedule for 2009. They will be playing first the Kansas City Chiefs at Kansas City, then they will host the New Orleans Saints, and then they will have a Monday night game at home against the Minnesota Vikings. And they wrap up by going to Tampa Bay and playing the Buccaneers. Of course, the big storyline is that Monday night game against Minnesota. That means the Texans will host their former quarterback, Sage Rosenfeld, and they'll get to test their defense up against one of the best running backs in the league, Adrian Peterson. Well, to talk about this new schedule is Kevin Bentley. I caught up with a linebacker. He discussed what he thought the matchups would be like. He also talked about how he has been doing this offseason. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is linebacker Kevin Bentley. Kevin, the schedule was just released for the preseason, and I'll run through the games real quick. Texans first go to Kansas City, then they will host the New Orleans Saints, and then they will host on Monday night the Minnesota Vikings, and then they'll finish by going to Tampa Bay and playing the Buccaneers. So the big game will be that third game against the Vikings at home on Monday night. That's a Monday night game. Still preseason, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. You know, everybody's going to be watching. Everybody's excited to get back to football, the fans included. So, and your starters typically play a lot in the third game, so it's going to be a good test. And we're going against our old buddy Sage.
I know, going against Sage Rosenfels, that's going to add to the drama of things.
Definitely. You know, and I'm sure he's going to want to come here and perform well, and we're going to do our best to shut him down. Should be a good matchup, though.
Well, there's been a lot of talk this offseason about the Texans really trying to improve on the defensive side of the ball, and this will also be a test to see how you do against Adrian Peterson, probably the best running back in the league.
Well, yeah, definitely. It'll be a great test for our defense. You know, we got a new D coordinator, and we're changing some things on D. We get to face a good running attack. They got two good backs, Adrian and Chester Taylor. And then they got Sage, a quarterback, who I think is a darn good quarterback. So it'll be a great test to see where we're at that point in time on our defense.
Now, the Texans start off by going to Kansas City. Kansas City's had a shakeup there. They have a new GM in Scott Pioli, a new coach in Todd Haley. So it'll be interesting to see a different team there.
Definitely. I think it'll be a... you know, I was in Seattle for a few years, and it'll be a mix of the Cardinals and Pittsburgh, because Haley comes from Pittsburgh, so he runs a similar offense. That'll be a good test because they have good backs, and, you know, they're going to be trying to develop some things early on there.
Well, then the Texans have the Saints coming to town, and there's talk of having New Orleans practice in Houston for a week, kind of like what you guys did last year. Texans went and practiced in New Orleans. What do you think of that? Do you like that situation where you practice with another team for almost a week?
Yeah, definitely, because you get a chance to beat up on other guys. You know, at that point in camp, you're tired of seeing each other, you're tired of hitting each other, and it breaks up the monotony a little bit.
All right, and then you end, of course, with Tampa Bay going to play the Buccaneers. And that's also another team that's made quite a few off-season moves. What do you think about playing them?
I've played Tampa a few times. It's going to be interesting to see what they do over there on offense. I think they'll stick with a pretty similar defensive style. So their big test is going to be on offense. They got a new quarterback. They brought in new offensive guys to help them produce. So I'm sure they're going to try to get some things rolling with their running game first, because that's the type of team they've been, and see what their young quarterback can do.
And do you think this type of preseason schedule really will get you guys ready for the regular season? Because you're going to be facing some tough opponents and especially some tough running attacks.
Definitely. I think we got, you know, New Orleans has a good running game. Kansas City has a good back. And then Adrian Peterson and Chester Taylor up there. So it'll definitely get our run defense ready.
Well, I have you here. Talk about how things have been going for you this offseason.
They've been going well. You know, I've been at home a little bit, just enjoying my little one and just hanging out. We went to the mountains a little bit and just hung out up there and just kind of rested and got off my feet. I had a long year last year.
Now you're back at it in the weight room. Of course, everyone's talking about Ray Wright's new program and how it's pretty intense. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I worked out with Ray last year when he was the assistant. We call him Get Right. You know, there is no Ray Wright. It's just Get Right. When you come in the weight room, you got to be ready to just go at it 110%, and he's going to get the most out of you.
Well, also, you have a hyperbaric chamber. I know this at home. Are you going to be using this thing during the offseason or maybe during training camp?
I use it all year. I'm actually going to cold tub, and I'm headed to get in it for an hour and a half right now.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.